WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Thanks to a WTAW listener for the tweet about an accident which has southbound lanes of Highway 6 completely closed at the Rock Prairie overpass. Northbound traffic is also backed up. Emergency vehicles are on the scene. We will provide more details as we get them. For 7 months, the Bryan College Station Metropolitan Planning Organization has been creating a plan to build new highways in the year 2050 and beyond. The MPO's latest recommendations will be considered tonight by the College Station City Council.
The MPO, to their credit, and Dan Rudge has done a great job. I mean, he's had more public meetings than, and I've attended a number of them. It's always the same thing, but nonetheless, to be there to hear what the folks who are attending have to say.
Mayor Carl Mooney talked about concerns recently raised about the future expansion of Highway 6 and South College Station while on our show.
For us all to say this is the way it is and it's always going to be that way, that's a hard sell right now.
Mooney says he has responded to concerns from the owners and supporters of the Museum of the American GI. In the next couple of years, expect to see the old Bluebell back.
3 months into his new position as Bluebell president, Ricky Dixon spoke at yesterday's Leadership Brazos Alumni Association luncheon.
We'll still enjoy a boil ice cream with you. We just won't be able to take you down on the floor like we used to. The little guy is right out here. And when I say little guy, I'm referring to Listeria and other things.
Dixon says every day is a new day to keep Bluebell's production plants cleaner than an operating room.
And as you go into production, you're washing in smocks and hairnets and scouts.
Bluebell's comeback continues almost 2.5 years since learning of Listeria contamination.
There was nothing more humbling than to travel around to the different branches that we have and seeing the commitment from the employees that were believing, and so many that were even laid off have come back. We've been able to rebound nicely from that capacity.
Dixon says the comeback also includes Bluebell returning to the company's previous level of supporting community events. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A College Station man is accused of driving his vehicle into a home early Tuesday morning, then confronting a College Station patrolman while wearing no clothes.
After a brief exchange, the officer was trying to calm the man down, and the man charged him, and the officer was able to deploy his taser to take the subject into custody.
Sergeant Kyle Patterson watched the video from the body camera of the patrolman who arrested 24-year-old Christian Alessi for driving while intoxicated. According to the arrest report, Alessi told the officer he had smoked 1.5 bowls of marijuana before getting behind the wheel and driving his vehicle into a house on Summerway Drive. Alessi is out of jail after posting bond on the misdemeanor DWI charge. A state lawmaker from Dallas has been arrested on a misdemeanor drunk driving charge. Records show 36-year-old Victoria Niave is out of jail after posting bond. She was arrested Tuesday night after Dallas police found her after her car slammed into a tree. A four-vehicle crash on Highway 6 early yesterday morning killed a Franklin man. According to DPS, 23-year-old Austin Wittig was driving a car that rear-ended a semi-trailer. Then the car was rear-ended by a pickup. The impact pushed the car into oncoming traffic and was hit by a motorcycle. DPS reports two other drivers were taken to the hospital. Their identities and their conditions are not known. The driver of the semi and his passenger were not injured. The mishap on Highway 6 at the railroad overpass north of the OSR exit blocked traffic from just after 5 a.m. to shortly before 1 p.m. South of BCS, Highway 6 traffic northbound at the Navasota River was backed up yesterday morning following an accident. Our sister station, Navasota News, reports a cow died after being struck by a semi. A Texas case on offenders who sit in jail because they cannot afford bail is headed for the U.S. Supreme Court.
Harris County wants the high court to block a lower court ruling allowing release of misdemeanor offenders from the county jail if they're unable to afford bail. A federal appeals court says those prisoners could be released on personal recognizance. Civil rights groups sued the county after a woman was jailed for 2 days for driving without a license because she couldn't afford $2,500 bail. Nearly 200 inmates could be released from the county jail if the Supreme Court upholds the ruling. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
The leader of the Middle Eastern nation of Qatar, where Texas A&M has a branch campus, received an offer from President Trump yesterday to help solve diplomatic problems with neighboring countries over fighting terrorism. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the Emir of Qatar needs to totally distance himself from those who are funding terrorism.
Many of us have been concerned for a long time that Qatar has been, even though they act like a friendly Gulf States ally, that they have been surreptitiously funding terrorism efforts around the world.
Meantime, Turkey's government has approved sending troops to a Turkish base in Qatar, as well as training local personnel. As for the status of the A&M campus in Qatar, officials told WTAW News the branch campus is operating as normal and they're staying in touch with students, faculty, and staff. WTAW News Time is 8:11. It's 71 degrees. You can call or text us, especially with traffic updates. We appreciate those. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:12, the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota, and we're checking the weather. It's sponsored by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your local nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Well, even though Shell said we could mow today, should mow today, it's going to be warmer than we thought.
Make sure to put on your sunscreen.
That's right.
Wear your hat.
Yep. Yep,
that's hydrate.
The best thing you can do, because we thought we'd have north winds during the day, and we're not. They're easterly winds.
Man.
We'll be up to about 90. Now, tonight, we will have northeasterly winds again. It'll be fine, about 65 or so.
Yeah.
And we'll be right around 90 all the way through the weekend and into the early part of next week. And it'll be pretty sunny skies, pretty nice weather, as a matter of fact. Hey, speaking of 66 tonight, there's a concert in downtown Bryan. It's free at the Palace Theater. Starts at 8 o'clock tonight.
And cool.
Yeah, it's the summer. It's the summer sunset series.
Yeah.
They do that. So that's that happens every Thursday. So another reason for you to go to downtown Bryan. So that's coming up tonight.
Ugh, I just passed my bedtime.
And the weather should be nice, so it'll be
It will be
again,
for 66. For all of you who can get there.
That's right. 40% chances of rain on Monday is what they're telling us. But again, right now, 72. Traffic is cleared up. Everything's okay now.
Oh, okay, good.
That's one I could report on firsthand, because I could just look outside and see that stuff.
Well, thank goodness someone has a window.
There you are. And we use it. We've got a window, and we know how to use it.
That's right.
Yeah. So we were discussing a little while ago about Siri and Alexa and all the rest of the Katina.
Were we supposed to get a certain answer from that question?
No, no, no. That's why I wanted both of you to do it, to see if the answer would be different.
I will say one of the funniest Siri answers I've heard in a long time, of course, Mr. Downs came in to show me the other day, because I think he talks to Siri more than the average person.
Yep. Like as in he talks to Siri more than he talks to the average person.
Correct. Yeah. And he asked her what she was wearing.
Yeah.
And her response was, "I can't tell you, but I will say it does not come off."
So there.
Yeah. So that was a pretty good one.
And that's fun. And good on them for coming up with
some clever answers.
Yeah, exactly, rather than it just being kind of cold and that stuff.
Yeah.
So, as with anything else, you put a product to market and you want to have the features that the consumer wants. I know that sounds silly, but that really is one of the things that's important.
Yeah.
And what a consumer wants here and what a consumer wants in another part of the world may be completely different. The top player in Africa's fast-growing smartphone market. Again, this is in Africa. It's not Apple, and it's not Samsung. It's Transsion Holdings Limited, which is an obscure Chinese manufacturer that won over customers by offering handsets with features that are targeted for those local markets. Now, Transsion whose products are sold under the name Techno, Itel, and Infinix brand names, developed handsets that have two SIM card slots. You're going, why?
Mm-hmm.
The reason is people will carry additional cards to avoid making out-of-network calls. And over there, that's apparently a big deal. We don't even think about that in America.
No.
It also optimized its cameras to better highlight the features of people with dark skin tones. Again, generally not what we would look for in America. But what they did is they looked at the market. They said, what does this consumer need? What's important to them? Well, apparently the networks are set up differently than they are here. So if they can swap out SIM cards and not have to make out-of-network calls, it's kind of like out-of-network healthcare, right? If you can stay within your network, then you save money. So if you've got a SIM card from another network, you just pop it in your phone and you're ready to go.
So you're saying if you like your cell phone, you can keep it.
Yeah, but you can't. But you don't. But you got to swap the card out. And you know, again, maybe you have to be aware of when you've got good coverage for a particular network and you can swap it. And then again, clearly the physical attributes of people who have darker skin than the pictures. The phones take those pictures differently. So just kind of interesting what they do in other parts of the world. We in U.S. America need to understand there are other parts of the world where they do things differently.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. So here's a list of the best 80s action movies.
Okay.
All right.
Now, don't know why they're doing that, because it's for old people like me who don't go to the show anymore.
I mean, why not, really?
Yep. Okay, so here we go. Number 10 was Star Wars Episode 6. And I know, Chelsea, that's your favorite Star Wars.
Oh, my. Absolutely. Yep, yep, so glad that made the list.
Yep. Number 9 is Aliens.
Okay.
Aliens, that's the plural, that's from 1986. Number 8 is Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom in at number 7.
All right.
Number 6 is First Blood. Is that a Sylvester Stallone?
That's Rambo,
movie?
Yeah.
Rambo, okay. Number 5 is Predator. Number 4 is Lethal Weapon, which was a pretty cool movie.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen that, that is kind of fun.
Okay.
Number 3 is The Terminator.
All right.
Which was a very, very different movie. It came out in 1984, and it was, again, kind of like nothing you've ever seen before. Number 2, I agree with actually the top 3. Number 2 is Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
1981. I remember going to see that, and I remember thinking I would turn right around, walk right back into the theater and see it again at full price.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was just that different.
I mean, the scene where he's like swinging the sword around and then, you know, Indy just kind of pulls out the gun and shoots
the
guy. That's just great.
Well, or the very first scene where it's with the bag of gold and the giant stone. I mean,
iconic.
They grab you by the lapels as you walk in and boom, you're off on the ride. And number 1, and again, I'll probably stop and watch it just about any time it's on, Die Hard.
Yeah, and it's a Christmas movie.
And it's a Christmas movie. So top 3 are Die Hard, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and The Terminator.
All right.
And I think that really probably makes sense. The list is actually an ongoing survey at ranker.com,
okay.
And for whatever reason, there's no love for Willow, which is down at number 64.
Oh.
I don't know what that is.
Oh,
well, you know who Willow is?
Oh, my God. How have I like only seen bits and pieces of the top 10, but I've seen Willow?
I don't know.
Whoa,
I don't know.
Woof.
What is Willow about?
I just remember watching it at a friend's house. It's kind of like a Lord of the Rings type thing, isn't it, Brad?
Yeah, yeah, kind of. It's set in that kind of fantasy world or whatever, and it's about a baby who's, I believe, like an heir to the throne of something. And this,
yeah,
this,
it's
little
just
person.
Super bizarre. And why I've seen it, I have no idea, but I have.
Caller.
Hey, Raiders of the Lost Ark. I remember that one simply because it was the only movie in Bryan College Station's history that stayed here over a year in rotation.
Is that right? Wow, I didn't know that. Thanks. That's great. I wasn't living here then, so I didn't know that.
And Willow actually starred a young Val Kilmer
early
in his career.
Yeah. That's right.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of Val, Val's pretty seriously geeked about the Top Gun Maverick, the star of the original blockbuster, posted a photo on Instagram wearing a shirt featuring a cartoon image of his character, Iceman, with the words, "Cool as ice," emblazoned across the front. Val gave a shout-out to Tom Cruise on the social media site saying he's, quote, "ready and still got it."
He wants to be in the new one.
I'm guessing Tom hasn't answered him back yet.
If he can still do the thing with the coin in his fingers, then I think they should hire
him. Sure,
aboard.
I would think so. They're not, and one of the things which is pretty interesting, that Cruz said, I don't want to do the number thing. I don't want it to be Top Gun 2.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
we're going to
call it something else.
Yeah.
And that's good. So anyhow.
Topper Gun.
Yeah, something like that. Anyhow, it'll have, and if you saw it, I mean, it really had some great, great flight scenes. I mean, that was the cinematography for it was really quite good.
How did that one do on the list? That one wasn't on the
list. You know, it wasn't on the list, as a matter of fact. So the movie Wonder Woman has now been banned in Lebanon and pulled from its premiere in Tunisia last night.
Oh, wow.
Once again, the problem is Gal Gadot is an Israeli and served in that country's army. So, yeah, I guess
they all serve in the army.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Middle Eastern countries at war with Israel are on bad terms with the country and have decided not to show the film because Wonder Woman. It also pulled the movie from a festival in Algeria as well.
So. I didn't know that about Gal Gadot. That's pretty interesting because that means she's a bad mamma jamma because the Israeli fighting forces.
Well, again, they may not all be in combat situations, but it's mandatory. You got to be part of the army, which is not a bad.
But I do think she's a bad mamma jamma.
Yeah, I think she's probably so. By the way, while we're talking about that interesting problem for Warner Brothers, who apparently only signed the director for the first Wonder Woman movie, and the movie doing so well, it appears she'll be making another one, and probably will be able to sign for really, really big bucks when he does that.
Yeah.
Hollywood Reporter says the opening weekend of 103 just usually means it's a no-brainer that there's going to be a sequel.
Yeah.
Woodstock, have you heard of that? It's a music thing that they did in New York.
New York.
Yep. Now it's been listed on the National Register of Historic Places.
Oh,
which is
okay.
Long overdue, I would say.
Yeah.
CBS News says that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said that the festival was a, quote, pivotal moment in New York and American history. Mm-hmm. That's true. The Bethel Woods Center for the Arts is on that site. It opened in 2006.
So. It took them, 53 years or something to
Be able to come up with that. Yeah, Keith Urban, big winner last night in the CMT Awards.
Whoop.
Yep, he was also the top nominee, went home with 4 awards, including Video of the Year for Blue Ain't My Color.
Oh, such a good song.
Is it? Okay.
Oh, it's incredible.
Female Video of the Year was Carrie Underwood with Church Bells.
Church Bells.
Male Video of the Year, Blue. He also got the Video of the Year. So he got Male Video of the Year, clearly, and then also the Video of the Year.
For Fighter, right, with him and Carrie Underwood?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they both got, they did their duo song.
Yep, the duo thing. Yep. The Group Video of the Year was Little Big Town, Better Man, and the Social Superstar.
Social Superstar.
Something new. Keith Urban wins that, but... Again, I guess being able to do all the different platforms.
Speaking of Carrie Underwood, it's been pretty fun to watch her. Speaking of social, too, her Instagram, she's married to a hockey player for the Predators in Nashville.
Uh-huh.
And so every time that they win, she, takes videos and pictures of them, of course, up in the suite life. celebrating the win and everything. But, Mark Fisher is her husband.
Well, that's kind of fun.
Kind of a fun deal.
Crossing the entertainment industry platforms. Mm-hmm. All right, 823.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over 6 decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deakin by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Make it a baker's dozen. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 13 years in a row. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at any of our 3 College Station locations, or order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered right to your door. Head to BlueBaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters, now with easy online ordering and delivery at BlueBaker.com.
Hi, I'm Jolene, and my father works at ASAP Equipment. Is your grass growing fast? Get one of the best lawnmowers in the world at ASAP Equipment.
Thank you, Jolene. ASAP Equipment is running 0% financing on all new Gravely mowers. With payments as low as $68 per month, you can cut your mowing time in half and not break the budget. ASAP Equipment is also a full-line steel dealer, so whether you need a new mower, line trimmer, blower, or chainsaw, call ASAP Equipment at 979-690-1106 or stop by 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Honda today spelled out for the first time its plans to develop autonomous cars that can drive on city streets by 2025. Honda says it will boost coordination between R&D, procurement, and manufacturing to keep development costs in check as it looks beyond conventional vehicles to survive in an industry that's moving rapidly into electric and self-driving cars. A South Korean court has convicted two former officials of abuse of power and embezzlement in a case involving the contentious merger of two Samsung affiliates in 2015. Legal experts say the ruling strengthens prosecutors' cases against the country's former president and top corporate figure. The case is at the heart of an influence peddling scandal that last year sparked massive protests in South Korea over the cozy ties between the country's conglomerates and its political class. The event sparked an investigation that led to the indictment of both the former president and the de facto head of Samsung, the nation's biggest conglomerate. On Wall Street, futures are higher. And that's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Decades ago, the FBI easily tracked down suspects who sent documents written on typewriters. Every typewriter had its own unique characteristics. But today's computer printers make tracking suspects even easier. Kim Commander with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. The NSA's alleged leaker, the 25-year-old Augusta, Georgia woman, was clumsy. She gave herself away through a common Secret Service mandated feature built into all modern color printers. It's called DocuColor. DocuColor was originally invented to stop counterfeiters from using inkjet and laser printers. It's made up of tiny 15x8 yellow dot grid patterns printed numerous times at the edges of all printed pages. The grid is a code packed with tracking information, the type of printer, its serial number, the date and time the page was printed, and a lot more. DocuColor has been around for about 12 years. Get all the tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
How would you like to get VIP access to the world of Kim Commando? Join the all-new Kim's Club and get members-only perks like special discounts at shop.commando.com, complete with lifetime purchase support.
Well, I want to thank you for all the information I've gotten and all the money you've saved me over the years.
Access to live video streaming of the Kim Commando Show, podcasts in crystal clear audio, and unlimited access to the Commando Tech Academy, which includes a members-only message board where you can connect with Kim and other insiders for your digital lifestyle questions.
I really enjoy your show.
The all-new Kim's Club has a new, easy-to-use dashboard with more perks for less money.
I'm so convinced that you're going to love Kim's Club that it comes with my 100% money-back satisfaction guarantee.
The Commando family loves first responders, and that's why there's a special discount for military, police, and fire at club.commando.com, even for seniors and retired. Become a Commando Insider today at club.commando.com. That's club.commando.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 72 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. 2 years after Bluebell Creameries first learned of listeria contamination, the company chose a new president who, for the first time in more than 100 years, was not a member of the Cruzy family.
I'd say really the next couple of years, you'll really be able to see the old Bluebell back.
3 months into his new role, Ricky Dixon spoke at today's Leadership Brands' Alumni Association luncheon.
People say, well, are you back? Well, yeah, we're back. We're making ice cream, and I think we've topped 40 different flavors now.
Dixon says Bluebell's comeback is not complete.
We're going to get the bakery back. We're going to make chocolate sauces again, but we're going to do it in a way, again, not to be number one, but to be the very best we can possibly be at doing what we do and have fun doing it because, again, it's ice cream.
Dixon says tours inside the production plant will not return as part of keeping out listeria, which he calls the little guy. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes possible action to endorse the BCS Metropolitan Planning Organization's 2050 Highway Plan.
The MPO is a plan. It is not an ordinance. It's not a law.
Mayor Carl Mooney says in his crystal ball, he compares the future expansion of Highway 6 near the Museum of the American GI to what is being done on Highway 290 west of Houston.
And I would say, probably by 2050, which is what this is. This is a 2050 thoroughfare plan. So, you know, 30 years from now,
right,
plus a few years, yeah, some things are going to change. And who knows?
Mooney, while on our show, says museum owners and supporters expressed their concerns late in the MPO's public hearing process. A Franklin man was killed and two others injured following a four-vehicle crash that closed Highway 6 north of Bryan for more than 7 hours yesterday. According to DPS, 23-year-old Austin Wittig drove a car that first rear-ended a semi, then was struck from behind by a pickup, then was pushed into oncoming traffic and was struck by a motorcycle. The status of the drivers of the pickup and motorcycle who were taken to the hospital is not known. A College Station patrol officer saw something out of the ordinary after arriving at the scene of a car striking a house early Tuesday morning.
The officer responded to the accident scene, and when he arrived, a somewhat confused naked man was standing there.
Sergeant Kyle Patterson described what he saw on the body camera of the patrolman who arrested 24-year-old Christian Alessi for driving while intoxicated. According to the arrest report, when Alessi charged the patrolman, the officer fired his taser, hitting Alessi in the back. After being treated in a local emergency room, Alessi told the officer he had smoked a bowl and a half of marijuana prior to driving into the home on Summerway Drive. President Trump is offering to mediate the Qatar diplomatic crisis by hosting the feuding countries for a White House meeting. As for the impact on Texas A&M's campus in Qatar, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says it's going to depend on Qatar taking a different strategy about dealing with terrorists.
If I were in the shoes of the emir of Qatar, I would be saying, okay, we're going to totally distance ourselves. We'll make sure that none of the other wealthy families or government institutions are funding terrorism.
When asked about the status of its campus, A&M told WTAW News, quote, "We are in touch with our students, faculty, and staff in Qatar, and our branch campus is operating as normal." WTAW News time is 8:33. It's 72 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your news, your photos, or videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Be sure to check out Baked or Fried, where you can build your own spud. It's not just good, but great.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
8:35, let's do weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure has control of our weather. It's going to be a fairly sunny day today. It's going to be a fairly warm day. Temperatures 85 to 90. A lot of cloudiness in the western part of the state, but that's where it should remain. Tonight clear, 65 to 70. Partial sunshine for tomorrow, anywhere from 85 to 90 for the high tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 65 to 70. Sunny Saturday, and it's going to be a hot one. Highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So Leah's here this morning from the Humane Society. How are you?
I'm well.
If your tiny dog may need this, just for an ego boost, a company in Japan has started selling samurai body armor for dogs and cats. So, I don't know. Chelsea, samurai body armor for your dog? What do you think?
You know, I don't think so.
Okay.
She's kind of an odd shape. I don't know if the armor would fit her.
Okay. All right, Brad, your cat?
They had this for cats years ago. So, dog owners, you're jumping on a bandwagon here.
Oh, okay. All right.
I don't own any, though.
All right.
Plus, it's too warm in this Texas heat.
It is.
Yeah.
It'd be dangerous to her health.
So, it's like a dog sweater, but it doesn't make them feel like a wuss. It's a novelty thing.
Okay.
So, it'd work around Halloween, I guess. But again, if you put it on your dog and your dog's tail tucks, they're going, Mom, I don't want you to
right.
do this.
Yeah, like she's not this. A big fan yeah. of clothes.
I'm sure that there are dogs out there who do, but
And there are. Some dogs. I mean, our Weimaraner put clothes on him.
Really?
We only had a dog jacket, but he thought it was great.
Okay.
Put a hat on him, too, you know.
That's
weird little dog.
Great. You know, take a picture, and then that's that. All right, so what's
exactly.
going on at your place?
Oh, we have, you know, dogs, cats, you name it. Yeah. I think we still have two rabbits.
Oh, wow.
So we've got a little bit of everything. And I say a little bit of everything, but a whole lot of cats and a whole lot of dogs. So this time of year, we're full swing puppy kitten season.
Right.
We had, a couple months ago, I talked about we had like 74 kittens in foster care between a particular age. Well, they're back.
Okay.
They're back. So if you can't find a kitten that is available for adoption amongst any of the agencies in this area, you might be hard pressed to find a cat then, because there's a lot of kittens and cats available for adoption just in Bryan College Station right now. And our cat building is full. We are offering a special because June is Adopt a Cat Month.
Mm-hmm.
So half price cat adoptions for the entire month of June.
Oh boy.
So, you know, if you get one, great. Get two. Why not?
Sure.
And reminder that we do have a barn cat program. So, because we do get some feral, semi-feral cats in that aren't adoptable to a regular home setting, but they would make excellent outdoor cats. I have one, and I don't have mice around my chicken coop anymore, so it's great. And some people, I was talking to someone earlier, they don't have any snakes anymore. So really great to have some outdoor cats. They are spayed or neutered as well. They'll be microchipped as much as we can get done to them as possible for those barn cats. And barn cat adoptions are generally $25 a piece. So
okay.
That's a really great deal. And if we don't have any right now that you're interested in, you can be on a wait list, and we'll just call you, and you can let us know how mean you want that barn cat.
Oh, okay, sure.
Because we've had some that are like, well, I want a barn cat that'll kind of come around, but I don't really want to pick it up or pet it. And then we have others that are like, I want the meanest cat you have, because maybe they have dogs or something. They want to make sure that the cat is
sure.
going to fend for itself and hide well outside. And there's some cats that are well suited to that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, again, that's half price cat adoptions for the month of June. We have plenty of puppies, a wide variety of puppies to choose from. Going to be medium to large size dogs, lab mixes, and kind of a variety in between. So a little bit, like I said, a little bit of everything. And right now is the time to get your pet microchipped. We are glad everybody who came out for that discounted microchip last week.
Uh-huh.
And if you're traveling, get your pet microchipped. If you're taking your pet with you, or if you're leaving your pet behind.
Either way, right?
Either way, because, you know, your pet, you're like, oh, I'm not taking my pet with me. But their schedule's off. So it increases their chances of slipping out the door or something like that.
Yep.
So get your pet microchipped, $25 at the shelter, no appointment necessary. And if you're missing your pet, look at both shelters, look at surrounding shelters. There's a small one in Navasota. They're working on some things all the way down to Waller County. And we've had some, you know, you may need to look to the Austin area as well. And that's why we also encourage microchipping. We've had some dogs, folks are coming back from the Austin area and they find dogs and they bring them here. Well, unfortunately, those pets had microchips.
That's good.
So we could get them back to their owners. But if they're not, you know, it's going to be real difficult.
Yeah.
They need to go to a shelter in that area that they were are found and picked up off the street in. So, so check that out. There's a, if you're thinking you're missing your pet, or you've sighted a pet or anything like that, there's Brazos Lost and Found Facebook page. The ladies who admin that do an amazing job networking pets. We had a gentleman call the other day saying he had found, he described the pets. They were familiar to me, but it wasn't on Brazos Lost and Found. I had asked the admin there, hey, do you know where I, this is what the picture looked like, because it was a pretty unique picture. She found it. She wow. was able to let that lady know. We had taken the found report at the shelter, so she called, was able to get the finder's information and get her two dogs back to her.
So it can happen.
It can happen. You would be surprised. Don't give up hope. You know, my cat was missing for 6 months.
Well, of course, they're cats. They're different.
Yeah, and but she went from outside of the county area to almost downtown Bryan.
Okay.
So I would have never have thought.
No. So if there was more information on everything you got going
to the website, aggielandhumane.org. We have internship applications up and some job positions as the summer changes and our student population transitions. Sure. So, Facebook page as well, Aggieland Humane Society.
All right. Thanks for the time
Thank
this
you.
Morning. Yep. Visit with the folks from the Humane Society on Thursdays.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 842. Time to talk about things that are going on in the city of Bryan. And Kevin Russell is back this morning, Director of Development. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
Let's talk a little bit more about, you know, what we like to do from time to time is talk about, hey, what's that building there? What's that going to be? And you got plenty to talk about, I know. But kind of an overview first as far as how many building permits are we let this year's, or what kind of track are we doing right now on that?
We're doing really well in building permits. Yeah. Our values are up, our permit numbers are up, and where we're seeing the greatest, I think one of the greatest increases is in our residential construction, and that deals with homes between 2,200 and 3,000 square foot, where our council and staff identified an area that we were kind of missing the builders with. And so what we did is we created a program, a grant program, where if builders came in and they committed to building these types of homes, those sizes of homes, then we would waive the building permit. And we've seen probably about a 155% increase in that size of
home.
So
what kind of price points are we talking about?
Probably between $300,000 and $400,000.
Okay. And that, again, that's a good growth market, is it not, for right now?
Yeah.
Now, is that a first-time home buyer necessarily? Is that somebody moving up usually,
That's usually somebody moving up. And we also recognize that we also need starter homes.
Yeah.
And so we're continually looking at ways to promote that type of growth also.
Yeah, sure. Well, and again, that gives you a balance in your city that you want all the way across.
That's right.
Let's talk about a few commercial projects that are out there. You continue to add hotel rooms here in Bryan.
Yeah,
and that's which is kind of a neat deal.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about some of the things as far as that type of housing market.
Okay. For hotels, for many, many years, we didn't get a lot of hotel development. And like most retail, they like to cluster. And so what we're seeing, like on University Drive, we're seeing three hotels right next to each other. The two of them have been built, and then we now have the, I knew I would draw a blank on it. It is the Holiday Inn Express that's
okay.
being built. That's going up right now. We have another hotel.
On University?
On University
A second
Drive.
One, because you've got one that's inside Highway 6, right? Then there's Holiday Inn Express right there across from Red Lobster
yeah.
or nearby.
Yeah.
So this one's out there.
That's correct.
And this has to do with proximity, I guess, to the athletic fields there?
I would think so.
Yeah.
And I also think it would be a great location for a restaurant.
Sure, you're right. Yeah, absolutely. So there's a plug if you want to do that.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
So you got that, and then you got the Hyatt House and the True. Those are going in, right?
Right. Right.
And that's outstanding. Now, yesterday, I was just in front of this next project, and I don't know, but it's the Caprock ER, which is in the Target Center.
Correct.
Is that one larger than the one in College Station?
I think so.
Yeah, it looks to me it like is. It is.
It has ambulatory. service, and I think it may even have rooms for people who need to stay overnight.
Okay. Oh, is that right? Wow. So that is a little bit different business model than they've got there.
Right.
Well, let's talk a little more about some other things that you're doing. You've got new phases of Austin Colony that's coming in also. Tell us about that.
Well, that's real important that we continue to have these phases coming in because we need these phases so that we have lots.
Mm-hmm.
The lots transition into building permits, which continue to help both in Austin's Colony and in Greenbrier, which is where Thornberry goes through.
Okay, yeah. Tell me a little bit. Off the top of my head, I don't know the Greenbrier expansion. Where is that? Where is the Greenbrier?
Greenbrier is right off of 1179, just past Allen Academy, right across from Miramont.
Okay, all right. I know where that is. Okay.
Yeah, and there's a lot of homes being built in there, and that was really probably 7 years ago is when we said we need to help get lots on the ground. And so we partnered with a developer, built Thornberry, said, we want these size of homes. He committed to deeding different types of square footage of homes in different phases of that subdivision, and it's been very successful.
There you go. Kevin Russell here this morning from the City of Bryan. We touched on, but let's go into maybe a little bit deeper detail about Oakmont, because this is one of those things that's not there yet. It's not even out there yet, and in 5 years you're going to go, where did this come from? And how could it be like this? So tell us a little bit about what the model is for the development of Oakmont.
Well, right now, if you drive down 158 or on University and dead end and into 158, you'll see where University Drive is being extended.
Right.
And the Oakmont development is probably going to be, I think, somewhere 400, 500, 600 homes. I don't remember the exact number, but it'll have tons of amenities in there, such as walking trails, heavier landscape than what we normally see, probably other than in Miramont.
Okay.
Same developer, so it's going to have kind of the same theme, but not be the same type of home.
Same feel, but not necessarily lots of that size. Right. Now, they're also doing something called the residences at Oakmont. How about that? Yeah, touch on that.
That's a multifamily development.
Okay.
And that's kind of a different model also, where we have more of an apartment type and different product within the same development, where it's still multifamily, but you have your own parking garage and things like that, which will be really nice, and it's over by close to where Christopher's is.
Sure. Okay, and while we're talking about that kind of thing, the park at Traditions, tell us about that.
a
lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff out there.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Park at Traditions is I think that one is more of a senior-type living center.
Uh-huh.
Just recent. I think they may be completed with everything now.
But the proximity to the Traditions, I think, is probably what the value is right there. We were out there, I want to say 3 weeks ago, and I looked at this is a massive complex.
This is
really a large complex.
Big.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Really big.
Yeah.
Compliments the Stella and the things that are happening out there really well.
It's right down from the clubhouse or the golf course right
but
there.
You can see everything from, it's really neat how you can stand in one place and you can see the different developments that are going on out there.
I try to take a Sunday and we go out and drive around to see things because, again, I would not have even known this 3 weeks ago and here it almost completed.
Yeah, I was visiting with someone they haven't been back. They had left Bryan College Station and they'd been gone for like 5 years. They came back and they could not believe how much it has changed.
Yeah.
We don't realize it because it changes in front of us.
Well, even living here, there are parts of town that you don't normally go into. You won't. I mean, again, the park is a great example of what's out there. I want to turn my attention finally to downtown Bryan, since that's one of my favorite things, and I want to remind people while we're doing that there's a concert there tonight. It's at the Palace. It's at 8 o'clock. It's absolutely free, and it's part of the summer concert series that goes on Thursdays in downtown Bryan. So go out there, and I know that they're going to have some giveaways that they're going to do for some of the businesses in downtown Bryan. So do that. But let's touch on downtown Bryan and the development that's going on.
Yeah, well, we have what we call 500 North Bryan Avenue. It's a multifamily three-story building where you have retail on the first floor and residential above, which is really what we've been trying to get. Our master plan identified that years and years ago, and it's starting to happen. Things take time, but it's starting to happen. We have The Jordan Center that continues to put things together so that they can develop. They're not out of the ground yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Blackwater Draw opened their second location down there.
Right.
You know, there's just all kinds of things.
The old
happening.
Ice House location at
yes.
the end, which is a continuing project. But then you've got a green area right there that's going to, that certainly has some future as far as we don't know what yet. But the idea of having a downtown is really a true value, I think, that Brian's got going for it.
It is. And the things that happen down there from First Fridays to
the concert series, yes. summer concert series
yeah,
on Thursdays.
So,
yeah,
you know, there is just tons of interest in going downtown and experiencing history today.
Well, and the thing is, in 3 years, we're going to be talking about the number of people that live down there is going to be tremendous. And as a result, that becomes a neighborhood in and of itself in downtown Bryan.
That's
anything
right.
else we didn't touch on from a development standpoint you want to talk about?
No, not right now. I will tell you that there are some things that I will be able to share with you, hopefully in the near future,
mm-hmm.
that I think you as well as the community will be interested in.
Excellent. So, in other words, there's some sort of growth he just can't talk about
That's
yet.
That's right.
Right? All right. Kevin's in this morning. Kevin Russell's here this morning from the city of Bryan. Thanks for coming in this morning once again.
Thank you.
You bet. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
The Texas LODD Task Force proudly presents the 8th Annual Texas Fallen Heroes Memorial Ride and First Responder Festival Saturday, June 10th. The Memorial Motorcycle Ride kicks off at CHI St. Joseph Health in Bryan, followed by a First Responder Festival at the Sue Haswell Park. There'll be a kickball tournament, first responder demonstrations, games, entertainment, and more. The event raises awareness of the sacrifices first responders make and raises money to support the families of fallen first responders. Bring the entire family out for the 8th Annual Texas Fallen Heroes Memorial Ride and First Responder Festival Saturday, June 10th.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Rises Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with the Meds Dr. Roquet. Cindy McKee is with us to talk about speech work. And BCS Pure Water, how to have fresh water in our homes and businesses. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
June is all about Dad. Treat him special with a gift from Amish Furniture for Generations. Whether you're searching for indoor or outdoor furniture, looking for a special gift like a recliner or a certain piece for his man cave, Amish Furniture for Generations is sure to have what you want. Their exquisite handcrafted pieces are made from solid woods with special attention to details and built to last generation after generation. Head to Amish Furniture for Generations today. Dad will love you for it. Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
About 7 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Oh, well, let me see. Tips for getting a better sleep. The top tip for getting better sleep. Start earlier.
Yeah.
I say watch the NBA Finals.
No.
I don't know. Hey, whoever came up with this way of thinking way outside the box is the last thing I would want to do if I was catching a flight, but Shanghai Airport in Singapore, it's in Singapore, not Shanghai. Mm-hmm. It's in Singapore.
Okay.
Is building two mazes for people to walk around in during their layover.
Hmm.
Now, one will be the largest hedge maze in Singapore. The other is a maze of mirrors. They posted a computer-generated video with mock-ups of the whole addition that they're building. And there's a shot of the hedge maze in there. It doesn't look hard, but it is. It consistently is voted as the best airport in the world, so we assume that they thought this through.
Right.
And the way to make sure that people don't get stuck in the maze and miss their flight.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering, they must have really horrendous layovers for them to think this is something that people
True.
Would do.
Right.
Now, I guess it's free. They don't mention if there's a charge. It'll be opening up early in 2019, and we'll just see.
Who's going like, I want to get to the airport early so I can go through the maze.
Right. All right. We talked about this earlier. Just to make sure you know, there are drinking games associated with the testimony this morning that starts at, 10 o'clock? Is that?
Yes.
Now, is it 10 o'clock Eastern time?
Yes.
Oh,
and so
that's 5 minutes away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I read that bars in California were opening at 7 a.m.
No.
Yep.
No.
San Francisco area bars were opening, so they could have these drinking shenanigans.
Okay, so that's going to cut this down to an absolutely three-day
work week. Done at 9, right?
Yeah, that's right.
But, okay.
But there are going to be a lot of people who will overserve themselves, and as a result, they won't be able to be at work tomorrow.
Yep.
But I guess it'll be for a good cause.
It will be interesting to see if he, how much he tweets during this testimony.
Huh.
See, I think that bar that was giving away free rounds every time he tweets, I think they're probably expecting him not to tweet a lot during the testimony.
Yeah,
maybe he'll throw us all off and not tweet at all.
Yeah, sometimes he does that. Yeah. And then, you know, or maybe he'll we'll get something later this evening.
And it could well be that, that's exactly right, that he may not tweet at all during this.
Yeah, because that's probably, you know, one of somebody's probably going to get through to him and be like, look, during the testimony, let's just keep quiet.
Yeah.
So there have been proposals made. If you've ever been to Las Vegas and you go in and you see the slot machines that they have, I mean, some of them are just crazy. First, they started with Wheel of Fortune, and now, I don't know, I saw, the last time I was out there, I saw one. I'm going, really?
Yeah.
We're going to like a Brady Bunch, know, slot machine or something. Anyway.
Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
You know, all sorts of
there
stuff.
There have been proposals made to the Las Vegas City Council for casinos with themes that included the Titanic.
Okay.
The Moon, the WWE, Playboy, London, San Francisco, and the Caribbean. And for various reasons, none of them have ever made it. I mean, we got New York, New York, right? And they got Paris. I'm just saying.
I can see a couple of those, you know, like WWE or whatever, but the Moon?
Yep. By the way, most of the static that you hear in your radio is caused by the radiation field around Jupiter. That's what it says right here. I don't know if that's true or not.
Stupid Jupiter.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about Pogs the other day, remember? Pogs?
Oh, yeah.
Pogs got their name from a Hawaiian brand of juice called Pog Juice.
Okay.
It was called Pog because it was pineapple, orange, and guava.
Ah. Oh, yeah. Sounds tasty.
And remember when Opa gave away everybody in her audience in 2004, they gave her a car. She gave them all a car.
You get a car.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah, yeah. They had to all pay the IRS $6,000 in tax.
Oh, my gosh.
Didn't get to hear about that
Thanks,
part.
Thanks, Opa.
Yeah.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage and Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
First Baptist Church of Bryan will be hosting their giant garage sale this Friday and Saturday, June 9th and 10th. Funds raised from the garage sale will help the youth attend events and mission trips throughout the year. Items for sale include furniture, tools, appliances, books, electronics, home goods, a pool table, clothes, accessories, and even the kitchen sink. Doors open this Friday, June 9th at 7 a.m. and will close at 6 p.m. Saturday, we open at 7 a.m. and close at 1 p.m. First Baptist Bryan, located behind Lowe's, annual garage sale this weekend. Don't miss it.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. You talk about this, the plane landing at the Orlando Executive Airport when a gator leapt off from the tarmac and tried to attack the airplane. Happened yesterday. Plane sustained wing damage. The gator that was 11 feet long killed on the spot.
Cool.
Another photo, another pilot witnessed the event, said craziest thing he's ever seen in all his years of aviation.
Lake Placid. Oh.
There have been at least 4 plane versus gator incidences in Orlando. Not recently, but just it's not like it's the first time it's ever happened.
And gators don't like planes.
I guess not. Triplets in Michigan, following in their older sister's footsteps, for they graduated as the valedictorian of her high school 3 years ago. Caitlin Trevino, who with her brothers Cole and Chase, all graduating from high school with a prestigious honor that happened on Sunday. All 3 siblings encouraged each other along the way. They all had 4.0s.
Wow.
Good for
them.
Yeah,
cool. No kidding. So, valedictorian. All right, let's see. On this date in history, On this date in history, here we go. James Earl Ray was arrested for the murder of Martin Luther King. Mm. The movie Ghostbusters.
Hey!
1984. Yeah. And in 2008, the U.S. average price for gasoline averaged $4.
Oh, my gosh.
$4. That was in 2008. So today, look at the price and go, yeah, this is a good thing.